Sam, Taff, get to the ERV ASAP. Something big is happening. We now have 5 targets.
Roger that, said Taff, and immediately stood up and led Sam out of the restaurant.
We've got trouble, Sam said as the couple hurried past the glittering bronze reliefs along the corridor that led into the ship's central atrium and lobby.
5 targets, 6 operators.
The packed atrium by the left side of the central staircase was their ERV, emergency rendezvous, and the other guys were already there. Jimmy briefed in low tones as passengers strolled by. A small boy wearing a pair of trainers with flashing lights darted in between the operators, playing hide-and-seek with his baby sister, as the ex-Shin Bet guy explained the situation.
We have 5 different locations where the device might be, and the SBS won't be on target for at least 10 minutes.
He looked at the team leader. What do you think, Sam? He asked.
Okay, guys, go with our QBOs. We can't take the option of just doing nothing. Any one of those contacts could be heading for a nuclear device.
They nodded in agreement.
A pianist seated at a large white grand piano started to play a souped-up version of Vivaldi.
We split up, and each of us takes a location to see if we can find the trigger or the actual device, said Sam.
No, you stay here, Taff said in a worried voice.
Sam pulled him to one side and whispered,
Hey Nigel, I'm your wife, but still your team leader. No favoritism, we all take our chances.
Her eyes reflected a steely determination to take the lead.
Okay, who takes what?
I'll go to deck 5, said Sam. Gav will work from the bridge and coordinate with M Squadron.
Sam and the rest of the team looked at the mapping on their iPhones.
I'll go deck 8 in the lift, said Taff.
I'll take deck 6 and then move to 7, said Pat.
I'll chase the contact on 9, then join Pat on 6 or 7, said Scotty.
I'll take down the primary X-ray once I locate him, and then join Pat, said Jimmy.
The QBOs ended when all the respective locations were assigned, and the team members rushed to their designated targets. Sam felt utterly alone in the main lobby surrounded by passengers that she could not ask for help.